This week on Windows,
Cortana adds a new skill that might just help keep your digital life in line.
Forza Horizon 3 gets some new wheels from across the globe.
And we've got Fantastic Beasts and Westworld.
Giddy up.
You're watching This Week on Windows. Welcome to This Week on Windows, the show all about the wide world of Windows 10.
That's right, and this week we've got fast cars, new ways to use Cortana, and fantastic movies and TV.
But let's start things off right with some stellar new devices showcased at last week's Mobile World Congress.
Samsung was coming in hot with its Galaxy Book. Now, this device is part of an expanded partnership between Microsoft and Samsung and was designed to utilize the best of Windows 10 in a sleek 2-in-1 ultra-mobile device weighing less than 2 pounds. Then it was Lenovo's turn to wow the crowd with the Yoga 520 and its 7th-generation Intel Core i7 processors, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1050 discrete graphics, and blazing-fast Thunderbolt 3. Alcatel got in on the fun with their announcement of the Plus 12, a 4G-connected 2-in-1 that pairs powerful processing with mobility features like the ability to create a Wi-Fi hotspot for up to 15 devices. Can we say mobile office? Next up, Panasonic showed off the ToughBook CF33, their new fully rugged 2-in-1 detachable laptop, as the newest member of the ToughBook family of devices. Then to HP for their new Pro X2 versatile 2-in-1 detachable touchscreen, perfect for drawing with Windows Ink or marking up web pages with Microsoft Edge. Finally, a convertible device from the makers of another kind of convertible. Porsche Design announced their premium 2-in-1 Porsche Design Book 1. This device enables the best of Windows 10 Pro with high-precision multi-gesture control interfaces and smooth touch-first experiences. Start your engines. This device is going places. For more on these and other devices showcased at Mobile World Congress, check out the Windows blog.
Start your weekend off right with a trip to Westworld. Get Season 1 now in the Movies and TV section in the Windows Store. Then it's time to go looking for magical creatures.
That's a boat. That's a boat truckle, right?
No.
Oh, come on. They pick locks, am I right?
You're not having him.
Check out Fantastic Beasts and where to find them right now in the Movies and TV section of the Windows Store.
Speaking of beasts, hold on to your rose petals. For a limited time, get a $13 Fandango movie ticket to see Beauty and the Beast in theaters when you buy one of these Disney films now through March 30th in the Movies and TV section. That deal's a beast.
And now on to a guy who knows a thing or two about the best in Windows 10 and Xbox gaming. We toss it over to Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
Gearheads and Forza fans, start your engines. This week, India car maker Tata Motors unveiled the Tomo Racemo sports car.
I sang that 3 times fast. Tomo Racemo sports car. Tomo Space Force sports car. I can't do it. Forget it. Anyway, it all happened at the Geneva Motor Show, and now it's yours for free in Forza Horizon 3. Check out this next-generation racer in the beautiful Australian Outback now. Then it's a sequel 3 years in the making. Middle-Earth Shadow of War, the next installment of the Middle-Earth franchise, is coming to Xbox and Windows 10. The sequel to the smash hit Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor will have players wield a new ring of power while confronting the deadliest of enemies, including Sauron and his Nazgul.
The war for Mordor begins.
But the really cool news is that this fan favorite is coming as an Xbox Play Anywhere title. Which means, when you buy a digital copy on Windows 10, you also get it for your Xbox One family of devices. That means your game saves, add-ons, expansion pass, and in-game unlocks, as well as gamer score and achievements, all travel between devices, allowing you to pick up where you left off no matter what device you're playing on, and at no additional cost. Pre-order Middle-Earth Shadow of War now in the Windows Store.
In case you missed it, last week we showed off a new Cortana feature all about reminders. Now, our favorite digital assistant can automatically remind you to do things you mentioned in emails. Promise that report by 5 p.m.? Here's a reminder just in time. So this week, we're showing you step-by-step how to enable this cool new feature. Start by signing into Cortana with your Microsoft account. then go to Notebook, then Permissions, and then make sure the Communications History permission is checked. Finally, go back to Notebook and click Connected Services. Click Office 365, and go through the prompts to add your Office 365 account. Then it's as easy as sending an email.
That'll do it for us this week. I'm Chaitanya.
And I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.